Social. 3 community-based organizations, Good Samaritan, Dupoto Flourish Africa, and Second Hope Foundation, are taking the lead in empowering young girls and communities in Transmara by raising awareness on their rights and fight against gender-based violence, promoting hygiene, and climate change awareness. Speaking at a mentorship program event in Kolgoris Central, Latina Lemayin, director of Dupoto Flourish Africa, emphasized the organization's joint efforts to mentor young girls, raise awareness on their rights, and fight gender-based violence. Our mentorship program instills good morals in young learners, guiding them to become responsible members of society, Latina stated. He noted that the sub-county is still facing challenges on retrogressive practices such as female genital mutilation FGM, early marriages and teenage pregnancies, thus explained that the initiative also aims to reduce harmful cultural practices in the county, which hinder the progress of the girl child. In addition, the CBOs actively mentor students to become stewards of environmental conservation by engaging them in tree planting efforts, a key strategy in combating climate change. Learners holding tree seedlings within Oltanki Primary School. Our goal is to nurture learners into environmental champions who will continue planting trees at school and at home, Latina added. The organizations have planted over 700 tree seedlings at Oltanki Secondary and Primary Schools, a significant step toward achieving the government's goal of planting 15 billion trees. Maureen Cialo, director of Second Hope Foundation, highlighted the program's focus on hygiene education for young girls. Just as we nurture trees to maturity, we teach girls to take care of themselves with the same dedication, she said. Maureen encouraged learners to become strong ambassadors for combating retrogressive cultures and promoting environmental conservation in the society. She emphasized the importance of their role in driving positive change and inspiring others to protect both the cultural heritage and the environment. Peter Ogweno, the principal of Oltanki Secondary School, commended the CBOs for their impactful initiatives. By mentoring students and promoting environmental activities, they are fostering a more ethical and promising society.